Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today in Business from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Thinkorswim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. The intersection between self-driving cars and electric cars. New research suggests that the trade-offs for electric autonomous vehicles aren't as painful as once thought, though early AVs might be gas hybrids. By Arian Marshall. Cars have not been good for the environment, to put it lightly. Transportation accounts for 28% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, and light-duty vehicles for more than half of those. Someday, self-driving cars will appear widely in the U.S. Wouldn't it be nice if they also helped to reduce greenhouse gas emissions? Trouble is, making an electric car self-driving requires trade-offs. Electric vehicles have limited range, and the first self-driving cars are expected to be deployed as roving bands of robo-taxis, traveling hundreds of miles each day. Plus, the sensors and computers onboard self-driving cars suck up lots of energy. Not great for range, either. New research suggests that the trade-offs for electric autonomous vehicles aren't as painful as once thought, and indicates that AVs, whenever and wherever they show up, could contribute to the greening of the global car market. In a paper published in the journal Nature Energy last month, researchers from Carnegie Mellon University project the potential behavior of self-driving cars in cities and suburbs. They find that certain aspects of autonomy do drain car batteries, but smart software and hardware tweaks should make fleets of battery-powered self-driving cars very possible. A bunch of commentators used to suggest the first AVs might have to be gas hybrids. Says Shashank Sripad, a PhD candidate in mechanical engineering at Carnegie Mellon, who worked on the paper. But we believe that if we want to do electric vehicles, autonomy will be compatible with it. Automakers differ on whether to power their first self-driving vehicles with electricity. The intra-industry divide is a reminder that autonomy is both an ambitious research project and a potential multi-trillion dollar business, and that different players see different paths to market. The ideal self-driving business model, in other words, is far from settled. Take Ford. The company aspires to transition to battery electric self-driving cars eventually, says Dan Pierce, a spokesperson for autonomous vehicles at the Detroit automaker. But if Ford hits its deadline of launching an autonomous vehicle service in 2022, it will do so with gas electric hybrid vehicles. For now, Ford's testing shows that more than 50% of a battery electric vehicle's range would be sucked up by computing power demanded by self-driving software, plus the air conditioning and entertainment systems needed to keep passengers comfortable. Ford also believes that the fast charging required to run a fleet of self-driving cars would degrade the electric battery too quickly. Finally, the car maker has crunched the numbers and thinks it would waste too much time charging electric vehicles, time otherwise spent transporting paying passengers. We need to find the right balance that will help develop a profitable, viable business model, Pierce says. Hometown rival General Motors and its self-driving tech subsidiary, Cruise, have other ideas. Earlier this year, Cruise unveiled a six-seat, toaster-like electric vehicle it says will be the foundation of an eventual self-driving ride-hail service. Until then, Cruise plans to rely on an all-electric Chevy Bolt, which it has tested in San Francisco. Cruise once intended to launch that service in the city in 2019. The deployment has now been delayed indefinitely. Rob Grant, the company's vice president of government affairs, says Cruise wants to make charging more convenient by building more charging infrastructure in city centers. Cruise says it owns 40% of the fast chargers in San Francisco. He also sees the focus on electric as a valuable part of Cruise's pitch to governments, particularly in California. A lot of regulators are focused on sustainability, he says. Our mission dovetails with the state's mission of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Others have changed their tunes on EVs. Alphabet's Waymo launched its self-driving ride-hail service in Phoenix with hybrid Chrysler Pacificas, but it's shifting to all-electric Jaguar I-Paces. The company cited the vehicle's faster charge time when it announced the switch. The majority of vehicles running in Phoenix still have a person behind the wheel to make sure the tech is operating as it should. Still, others have been consistent. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has long pursued a fully autonomous electric car. Last week, he again asserted the company could achieve that goal this year. Most industry analysts are highly skeptical on the timing. The Carnegie Mellon researchers say modest changes could make electric vehicles a better fit for self-driving. Constant starts and stops and the computations to control them tax battery range by 10 to 15%, they found. Programming vehicles to be smoother drivers would save some of that energy. Custom-built chips for self-driving cars should help manage energy more efficiently. In the suburbs, where driving is often faster, aerodynamics is a bigger issue, and unwieldy sensors like LiDAR reduce range by 5 to 10%. It would be nifty if hardware experts could find slicker ways to integrate those sensors into the vehicles. The researchers say there's plenty of work to do around self-driving, and that it's not all related to technology. What we have not done is the social science aspect of it. How much would people be willing to pay for autonomy? Says Sripad. It's a question the business execs overseeing self-driving tech are no doubt interested in, too. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.